as long as we're talking about it, will the Utes ever have a Heisman Trophy winner? We put up a poll.
Uh-huh.
Yes, in the next 10 years. Yes, 10 to 20 years. Never. And only with an offensive-minded head coach. One line of thinking would tell you that Utah more likely to have a Heisman Trophy winner now that they are a Pac-12 school, right? The flip side of that is it's harder to stand out at any position in the Pac-12 than it was to stand out in the Mountain West Conference. Alex Smith was the best quarterback in the country his junior year at the University of Utah.
Yet he
had the best numbers. He didn't win. It's because Utah's the new kids on the block.
Sure.
Right? He had better statistics than Matt Leinart, who ended up winning. He did.
So do you think Utah will ever have a Heisman winner?
No.
Really?
I don't.
So ever is a long, long time.
Well, never, you know. ever is obviously a very long, long time, but a lot of things would have to change. And
like, look, what?
I will happily be wrong about this. It's just there's a certain perception of the University of Utah that would have to change significantly there to be Heisman candidate. Look, quarterbacks win this award.
I agree.
And in prohibitively rare years, it'll be a running back.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
University of Utah is great at the running back position. But people don't look to Utah for individual talent at the running back spot still, even with guys like Devontae Booker and Joe Williams. When you're talking about great running backs in the land, they get down the list, they go, okay, what about in the Big Ten? Does Wisconsin have a guy this year? Does Ohio State have a guy this year?
Michigan.
What about Alabama, Michigan?
Like, Florida State seem to have running backs.
Heck, in the Pac-12, they don't even look at running backs. It's not just Utah.
Christian McCaffrey might have changed that slightly.
Well, you would think Christian McCaffrey deserved a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah,
the fact he did not
win a Heisman, I'm still quite furious about that.
So you're adding another factor to my case that I think it's going to be just impossible for Utah to get a Heisman Trophy.
See, I disagree.
And that's because people don't watch the games, Tom. They don't. The national media does not watch Utah football games.
Right now, they do not. I agree. I don't think that if Utah's going to win a Heisman, I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. If anyone thought that, I apologize. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. But to say that they're never going to win a Heisman, I just feel as though, like, you have to have some form of optimism here.
Well, why? Optimism doesn't help you win football games. Realism does. And by the way, as I say all this, it's far more important for Utah to win a Pac-12 championship
and to win a
national championship and all those things than to win a Heisman Trophy.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, to think that the trend of you know, offensive coordinator 1 year in, axed or whatever, demoted, another one coming in. I mean, that trend's going to change. It's going to be a time and a place within the next 20 years here where Utah's going to have a formidable offense, you know, under an offensive coordinator that may go on and do better things eventually. But I feel I honestly feel that they're going to find someone that they're going to stick with for a handful of years, and they're going to be able to do great things with a phenomenal offense. I think we're going to have the defensive tradition continue. I think that's ingrained in us now for a long time, regardless of what happens with coaching. And I can see Utah becoming a formidable offense here in the next 20-odd years. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know who, but to say that they're never going to have a Heisman Trophy winner, I have a hard time kind of really, really, really reassuring myself that that's the case. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I just feel as though, like I said earlier, that sooner, well, maybe not sooner, but sometime here in the future, whether it's soon or not, the offense is going to be a force to be reckoned with. And that's hard to say, because over the past, 10 years now? We've been, 10 years isn't right, because five or so years since I've been around, I'll talk about, we've done nothing, quite frankly. On offense, we've done absolutely nothing. And one of my best mates is Travis, and he's the quarterback, and I'll tell it to him as well. We didn't do anything, really.
Well, you're not, I mean, that's...
Do you know how we won football
games?
It's
just an observation.
Defense. We won football games with defense and field position.
Okay,
basically.
So, again, building a case as to whether Utah will or will not have a Heisman Trophy winner, Utah can have the best defensive player in the country, and that guy's not going to win a Heisman Trophy because voters do not vote for defensive guys.
I get that. I understand that, you know, We are not going to have a Heisman Trophy winner here at Utah, at the University of Utah, if we cannot figure out our offensive struggles. I get that. I do. But I can see us, I honestly can see us in 10, 20-odd years, however, anything in between, an offensive coordinator is going to come by, or it might even be the one we have now, I don't know, and he's going to build an offense that is dominant, that is going to get national recognition. That it's not as if, you know, the recruits we're getting in, the talent that we're bringing in nowadays, you know, through being recognized in the Pac-12, I mean, it's not like the talent's not there. We're going to have it. There's going to be a point in time where we're going to win the South. We're going to win the Pac-12. We could well go on to a playoff. I'm not saying this is going to be anytime soon, but say never. I just really have a hard time believing that.
Look, I don't even think it's being pessimistic. It's just being realistic that there's a mode of success for Utah football as we know it now that doesn't really have a lot to do with individual honors. It doesn't really have a lot to do with getting one guy to play outside of his mind. Alex Smith was an anomaly, but he was an anomaly because of his talent and the culture of that program with Urban Meyer as the head man and Dan Mullen coordinating the offense, all of that coming together at one time. And that was still good for fourth best. Fourth best in the Heisman Trophy voting.
Different times. We were back in the Mountain West days.
It's an undefeated. They were the BCS busters. They were the media darlings.
I understand that, but it's a different time now.
Right, but you believe that it being a different time supports Utah? I think it works against Utah.
How? Because we're getting more national recognition nowadays.
It's harder to be undefeated, and it's harder to have a guy with those kinds of stats because you're playing against better competition.
But you don't necessarily have to go undefeated. You can take a loss and still become a Heisman Trophy winner in the Pac-12.
But the attention that Utah got back in those days came from being undefeated.
I understand.